Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Networking Diva Hour radio show, always live, always heard worldwide.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Networking Diva Hour today, and always a special thanks to the new listeners out there. Welcome. I'm your host, Janice Carlson, for the next hour and every Friday morning here live on Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy each week to bring this program to you and give many tips on the do's and don'ts from networking, current events, to being the best that you can be, and all business information in between. We hope to guide you to success and to help put your best foot forward professionally, financially, and effectively. We look forward to your emails, your chats, your posts, your tweets. You can reach us in the chat room or send me an email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com, and we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and help lead you to success. I say to you every week, if you're always networking, when are you working your business? So grab a latte and sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have another quote. As we celebrate our 10th anniversary on live radio. Yay! This is our 10th anniversary show. We have been on the air this week for 10 long years live. And this other quote I have is from Peggy Noonan, and she stated, TV gives everyone an image, but radio gives birth to a million images in a million brains. Thank you, Peggy, for that wonderful quote. And we are just so excited today to celebrate 10 years on the air. And we have such nice surprises for you today. But first, I want to start with thanking my current sponsors. And we'll talk about my previous sponsors in a moment. But they are Kathy Bilkus, your tax lady at County Services, who has been with me for the full 10 years. The Shield 616, protecting our protectors. The Colorado Springs over 50.com. It's a wonderful business app. And also the Center of Gratitude radio show with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom from Jupiter, Florida, who will give you your September gratitude gift. Yes, it's the 1st of September. I cannot believe it. We are already in the last part of the year. Before you know it, I'll be wishing you Merry Christmas again. So welcome to our special anniversary show. And like I said, I am just so appreciative and so grateful to all my sponsors, my guests, my shows, to Blog Talk Radio for having me for 10 full years on the air. So let's get right to it before our celebration starts. And we will speak to guess who? My dear friend, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom out of Jupiter, Florida, with your September gifts. Happy afternoon.
Happy morning and happy 10th anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being with us for, what, 6 years plus now on the air every Friday and every quarter now. And I just appreciate you so much, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say today to our audience.
Well, officially, good morning to you as we have our running banter back and forth. And good day to all of your listeners. I am Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, joining you, as you mentioned, from Jupiter, Florida. And it is your 10th anniversary, and it just so happens that this is my 100th time on your show. So I cannot express to you how grateful I am to have been part of this journey for so long. And I really can't believe that we've done this 100 times, so wow.
yes, but, and thank you for that. I was going to say that after you were finished, that this was your 100th episode with your first Friday Blogs gratitude gifts. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, so wonderful. So I am so grateful, as always, to be with you all. And today, as we come together to welcome this brand new month of September, I hold in my hands a dream come true. And while it's not a living, breathing baby of a mammal variety, it is definitely a living, breathing compilation of 6 years of ideas, attempts, failures, dedication, and never giving up hope that one day it would just come together and would be perfect. I am so humbled and honored to share with each of you that in my hands I hold a complete copy, a proof copy, of my very first book entitled Gratitude. To say the least, when this idea came about to write this book, it was lightweight, it was a thing I should do, and something I would love to have happen, but I wasn't able to take it further than that in my mind back in 2017. And Janice, you were one of the first, but definitely the loudest voice of encouragement and motivation to get a book going. And at the time, I started writing some here and there. And like I'm sure each of us has experienced at one time or another, life got in the way and interrupted my creative flow, or so I thought. Gratitude Changes Everything is a book about many perspectives of gratitude, but particularly how to turn your absolute worst into your absolute best with gratitude. One of the chapters covers a topic that we've discussed here on the Networking Diva Hour, among others, and it is the contrast of hindsight versus foresight with gratitude. So with foresight, we think we know what's ahead based on what we've experienced. We plan accordingly, and we expect life to deliver circumstances that align with those plans exactly as we've asked for them. Then things go differently, and we feel that dreaded sense of failure because we didn't follow through and deliver what we set out to create and complete. However, and that's a big however, huge H, drop capital H, in hindsight, I would not have done this any differently. The level of respect that I now have for writers, whether they are authors of books or writers of scripts and other written works that add life and color to our lives, it's an elevated level of respect that I never could have imagined feeling until, that is, having gone through that process myself. The suggestion in 2017 of, oh, you have so many great ideas and you have such a unique perspective, you should write a book. That was great as an idea. Sure, I'd love to do that. But then the moment comes when you sit down at your desk with a cup of coffee and you open your laptop with the intention of blasting through 30,000 words and suddenly, nothing. Writer's block right out of the gate. Seriously? Well, this isn't meant to be. What am I doing here? Who do you think you are? You're not an author. And that laptop closes as quickly as it opens, and I would set the tone again at a later time, different cup of coffee, different attitude, and still nothing. Years have passed, birthdays, more spreading of gratitude, and even a global pandemic. The story of the creation of this book has gotten that much more interesting. The perspective of authoring a book, and not just any grocery store read, of authoring a book that is full of content that has been changing the lives of people hearing me and seeing me since 2012, is now more than the 11 by 17 sheet of paper that became a manuscript, that then became a manuscript that looked like a three-year-old went to town with a red ink pen and drew all over it for fun, into a publisher-printed and bound glossy hardcover treasure that makes me well up every time I look at this monumental achievement. And the reason why I'm bringing up the book on the first Friday of September for this being the author's month that you do every year is I want you to know that if you're working on something that has not fully come to fruition yet and you keep working on it and keep working on it, if you stick to it, it will happen. This is monumental for me because while I'm very disciplined and very dedicated, I tend to have a lot of pots on the stove that exist on the simmer setting. But to focus on one of them, to bring it to boil, to let it cook all the way through, it's just right, batch after batch. There are very few of those things in my life, and this book of Gratitude Changes Everything has moved off the stove, my friends. It has properly cooled, and it is ready for savoring. So on September 21st, you too can hold this hardcover compilation of my gratitude teachings in your own hands. For those of you who have Kindles, Gratitude Changes Everything is currently available for pre-order on Amazon. And all you have to do is visit my website, johnnybergstrom.com, and click the image of the book cover or the Order My Book page. Pre-order, though, is not available for the hardcover. But if you sing the Earth, Wind, and Fire song September, you'll remember the date, And you'll remember that it's not only the date that the book comes out, but September 21st is, of course, World Gratitude Day. So again, johnnybergstrom.com, whatever you're driving to completion, hang in there. You'll finish, and the triumph will feel oh so sweet. So for the 100th time, I'm Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. Janice?
Oh, my gosh. I'm in tears. I am so, so excited to hold that book in my hand soon and read all about your struggle all these years that you couldn't get it down on paper, which I knew you had it in you from the first day I met you. So thank you so much for being on my show for the 100th episode for yourself and our 10th year anniversary and your wonderful thoughts and knowledge and gifts all these years to our audience. And I just thank you, my friend, for being who you are.
Thank you so much for having me and for including me in the celebration today. I so appreciate you, my friend. And I look forward to seeing you later this month.
Yes. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have fun
Thank
celebrating.
You. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Johnny Bergstrom out of Jupiter, Florida. And this was his 100th episode of giving you your monthly gratitude gifts. And his new book is coming out, and he will be here again this month to talk more about that book and his journey to it. So let's look forward to that. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about, I gave someone, Michael Duval, he's a seasoned professional with over 3 decades of experience in the entertainment industry. He has endured, conquered, and thrived in the face of numerous obstacles, challenges, and even devastating tragedies. Now, drawing from his vast experience, he ventures into a new realm with the Fearless Road podcast, The Entrepreneur's Journey. Michael aims to empower, uplift, and inspire entrepreneurs, emboldening them to surpass their own expectations and to achieve greatness. And I gave him a challenge to be on our first Friday anniversary, 10th anniversary show with some information of his launch. So please help me welcome Michael Duval. Good morning.
Good morning, Janice. Happy anniversary and happy gratitude day. Thanks, Dr. Johnny, for that amazing setup for today's intentions.
Yes, yes, it's wonderful. Well, my friend, I gave you a challenge. Did you complete your challenge?
Yes, ma'am. I did complete my challenge. The premiere set for September 21st, September 25th, is with Jen Salerno, and the title of the episode is The Accidental Entrepreneur. Jen is a 20-year veteran of the hospitality events industry, a colleague and friend of mine that turned her career into more event MC moderating and podcasting hosts, but also as a female entrepreneur right during COVID. So she has a very fascinating experience dealing with the events industry at a time when it was literally coming to a full stop and reinventing herself. So this episode, I think, is a great way to start off the season. It's a great way to start off the show, and I hope everybody will tune in and enjoy it.
And is it going to be a weekly or a daily? What is this?
It will be weekly. I would love to do daily, but that bar is so high. I think weekly for me is going to be plenty for me to try to accomplish and maintain a certain sense of balance and sanity.
Great, great. And you are ready to launch that, you said, September 25th?
Yes, ma'am, September 25th. You'll find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon, all your favorite platforms. You should be able to find that on, as well as our YouTube channel, which is The Fearless Road, because I'm shooting all of it in video format, so you can also watch our performance. I guess you would call it a performance. You could watch the show, the episode. And any of the shenanigans I get up to on camera will be available for people to watch as well.
Now, is this on a Tuesday?
It'll be a Monday.
Monday. I don't have a calendar in
yes,
front
ma'am.
Of me. So every Monday, at what time?
Every Monday, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Well, 10 a.m. Mountain, I should say, probably 10 a.m. Mountain time, which is 8
yes.
in Eastern, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And I look forward to hearing that, too. And, Michael, I am so glad that God put you in my path, and you're doing this wonderful, wonderful podcast. And I hope that me introducing you to my dear friend, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, helped you a little bit in jumping off that edge.
Oh, yes. We are going to discuss gratitude and fear and how they are interplay with our lives. I think it's going to be great, and I'm excited to have him on the show, so I think it's going to be great. We'll do a follow-up.
Yes, and you make sure you let me know, because as
yes,
you
ma'am.
All know, this is my last year as the Networking Diva Hour Live. It'll be the end, the last Friday in December. I'm going to retire. And I am so excited to have met the people like yourself and my dear friend, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, and so many more over the 10 years from all over the world. And I'm grateful to Blog Talk Radio for giving me this platform so we can help, we can support, we can donate, we can do so much more with live radio and the radio itself. So thank you for being on today, and I look forward to your debut date.
Thank you as well for being a part of contributing to an uplifting environment of voices for all of us. I appreciate you letting me be a part of that.
Well, I look forward to talking to you again soon. You have a wonderful weekend. Labor Day weekend
you as well.
This weekend.
Happy, yes,
I forgot
ma'am.
To
Happy
mention
Labor
that.
Weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Yes, a big weekend of gratitude.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
So you've heard from two people so far that have been a big factor in the radio. And I'm going to take another caller now. You have to understand, I don't see names. I just see phone numbers. So let's see who we have the pleasure to hearing from. You're on the air live.
Janice?
Yes?
Hi, it's Noni Rispin. How are you? Happy almost
hi,
retirement.
Noni.
Hello.
I was hoping you got through.
Yeah, I just did, and I am so glad that I did. I'm so excited for you that you're retiring. You've certainly earned it.
Thank you. And how are you, my friend?
I am absolutely wonderful. I have a job I love and a life I love, and everything is good.
Great. And you were a long-time sponsor for the show a few years back with your wonderful business. And I just appreciate the fact that you have done what you have done over the years, and to just stay in touch and to call in. I'm just really touched by it. I know everybody today is working and just have a few minutes to call in, but I really appreciate you getting through today.
Well, you know, Janice, Designated Driver of Colorado Springs was a very special program. I know that you know that, and I just want
yes.
you to know how much I appreciate the fact that you always supported us. You always gave me opportunities to share our story, and it's people like you that helped us survive for the 6 years that we were able to.
Well, I thank you for those kind words, and like I said, I just wish it could have continued, because that was one of the best programs that I knew about, and I was so glad that, again, that God put you in my path to share that for the 6 years that we could promote that for you.
Well, you know, it was an amazing 6 years. We provided 2,272 safe rides home, and it's sad that we no longer are in service, but things work out the way that they're supposed to, and I know that with the help of everyone who understood our mission and supported us, that we saved a lot of lives.
Yes, you did. So thank you for taking the moment to call in. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate it, and I hope to talk to you soon.
I hope so, too, Janice. And like I said, happy retirement. I hope you enjoy every moment of it.
Thank you. You have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, let's see who we have the pleasure of talking to. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Hi, Janice. This is Derek Wilson with Special Kids, Special Families.
Hi. I am so glad you called so you can make the announcement.
Yeah, well, I want to first say congratulations 10 years and congratulations on your upcoming retirement.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we just have been delighted to, for the years now, been a part of you and your life and your radio program. And this year, we get to also tell your audience about our Night of Comedy, which will be on September 30th. Tickets are available now on our website, sksfcolorado.org. We hope that lots of your audience comes out and is an active participant in this great event. It's a fun event, lots of laughs. But, you know, it wouldn't be funny if people missed out, so they got to get their tickets. But, again, we just thank you for the platform to share with your audience and the great work you've been doing now for 10 years.
Thank you, Derek. And what does this benefit support?
Yeah, it supports our mission to help promote, strengthen, and support individuals with disabilities, their families, and caregivers, specifically Zach's Place, which is a child care center that helps support children and specifically those with disabilities, and so that we're able to ensure that nobody's turned away for the inability to pay gives real peace of mind to those families with children with special needs.
And, Derek, where do they go to get their tickets?
Sure. They go to our website, sksfcolorado.org. Tickets are $95. That includes their entry, all the fun for the night, music, dancing, the comedian entertainment, which is awesome. It also includes a drink ticket, all-you-can-eat buffet. There's so much for this price. It's a great value.
Yes, yes. And as I announced earlier, since I will be out of the state on that day for the first time in years that I can't attend, we are giving away two tickets to two lucky listeners, and all they have to do is email me, and we've had quite a few emails come in to say why they want to support Special Kids, Special Families, and then go into your Facebook page and tell them what they think of your wonderful programs. So good luck, and we will keep announcing it until the day.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Again, congratulations. You're looking forward to that time off, and I'm sure the next chapter.
Yes. Thank you, Derek, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take one more caller before the break. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Janice. How
Hello?
Are you doing?
Who is this?
This is Scott Curry. How are you?
Oh, Scott. Hi. I'm awesome. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I just wanted to call in and say congratulations on 10 years. I am so happy for you. And just to be able to retire on this high note, I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And I just wanted to call in and congratulate you and say thank you so much for everything that you have done for the past few years, both having myself on as well as my wife, Stephanie Curry, on. And I just wanted to thank you so much for the way that you've helped so many people in this community and around the world.
We really appreciate you and everything you've done.
Hi, Stephanie. What a wonderful surprise. Well, I enjoyed having you on to talk about your book about cancer and Scott with your businesses and you supporting every luncheon or dinner that we have gone out there to do for the community, for all the different occasions. And both of you, I just enjoyed knowing and having you on the air as much as I could. So thank you. I thank you both and for calling in, and you have a safe and wonderful holiday weekend.
Thanks, Janice. You too.
Thank you, Janice. God bless you, and I wish you the best of success in whatever you do next.
All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, caller. You're live and on the air. Who's calling in?
Hello, Janice. This is Lynn Cressy with Colorado Springs Over 50.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
Good, good. Congratulations to you. My goodness, what a milestone. That's
Thank
great.
You. Yes. And you have been a wonderful sponsor for the last 3 years and with your wonderful app, your business app. And I appreciate the fact that you keep us updated and help our community over 50. And if you want to real quickly just tell people again where they can go to get your business app, and I appreciate you so much.
Yes, we are Colorado Springs Over 50. So you can just go to ColoradoSpringsOver50.com and see our business directory and resource guide for the over 50 population. So we're glad to help in this wonderful community.
Yes, and you've been a big help to the community. So I thank you, Lynn. I know everybody's on a tight schedule today as we are because we have so many callers, and I appreciate the wonderful, kind words.
Well, congratulations to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a safe weekend.
Okay, you too.
Hello, caller. You're live and on the air. Who do we have the pleasure to hearing from?
Hi, Denise. This is Kat Boss calling. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited to be able to get in on all these calls today.
I know.
Congratulate you. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure the phones are ringing like crazy. But thank you so much for everything that you've done in the community, you know, over all these years that you have been doing your thing, and you do it so well. So thank you so much, Denise, what you do.
Well, I can't tell you enough how grateful I am to have you cross my path, and we became friends, and you also are an author. So real quickly, tell everybody about your journal.
Well, thank you so much. On Amazon, you can go to Kat Boss, that's K-A-T, and I have 75 Days of Gratitude, a journal, and it's something I'm really proud of. I wrote it and then edited it and made it a lot better this last year. And it's a way for people who've been grateful for a really long time to continue their gratitude practice in maybe a little different format, or for someone who's just really wanting to start their own gratitude practice, it's a great framework for them too. So thank you.
Great, great, and I enjoyed advertising you and having you on the air, and hopefully before we retire, we might hear from you again. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being on the air today.
Thank you so much, Denise. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a safe weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break here for the sponsors that we have, and then we'll get back to a few more announcements and see what else is going to happen on this 10th anniversary show. I'm your host, Janice Carlson, and I will be right back.
Do you often find yourself struggling to find the joy in every day? Would you like to feel as good as you know you should? The daily struggle to find joy and happiness is shared by hundreds of millions of people around the world, and you don't have to be among them any longer. Hi, I'm the gratitude doctor, Johnny Bergstrom. For years, I struggled to find the joy that I knew I should feel, and after years of heartache and unhappiness, I treated my life with gratitude, and gratitude changed everything. I can coach you to heal your life with gratitude. Find the center of Gratitude Radio Show and the Gratitude Doctor Podcast, and in 15 minutes or less, you'll be well on your way to that joyful feeling with gratitude.
Accounting can be one of the most time-consuming aspects of operating a small business, but it is paramount to the success of your business, especially since 2021. The work can be extremely overwhelming for business owners who lack the time, knowledge, and skills to properly handle their accounts. Your Tax Lady LLC Accounting Service utilizes their knowledge and experience to professionally handle your small business accounting needs. They are also equipped to remotely handle most small business needs nationwide and welcome you to contact them for a consultation. Your tax lady, Kathy Bilkis, is an enrolled agent and America's tax expert working for you for over 40 plus years. Call your tax lady today at 719-548-4924 or online at taxladyllc.com. Your tax lady continues to check your bottom line so the government still doesn't get it all.
Shield 616 is a nonprofit 501c3 that was formed to help get local officers safer gear protection against rifle threats. We put together an armor package that was designed by street cops for the street cops. This armor package can be rapidly deployed to give the officer better protection and the gear needed to handle a potential active shooter situation. Shield 616 actively seeks local citizens, families, businesses, churches, and foundations who would be willing to financially support a local officer in your state to donate the armor to. The full armor package costs $1,400 per officer. However, you can donate any amount and still have the opportunity to get to know the officer you donated to. Let's break down the barrier that exists between local law enforcement and citizens. We're also asking the donors to act as an encouraging support person for the officer that they are sponsoring. This gives local citizens the opportunity to have a potential life-saving impact on a local officer and the opportunity to personally get to know his or her family and be able to pray for them specifically. With all the violence happening around the country, now more than ever, your local law enforcement needs your help and support. Make your potentially life-saving donation now. Go to shield616.org to donate, and you can request an officer or deputy right in your own area. Let us help protect our first responders that protect us. Now back to the Networking Diva Hour with your host, Janice Carlson.
Welcome back, listeners. We have another caller. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Janice. It's Michelle Post. How are you?
I'm great. Who's calling in?
Michelle Post from the Post Institute.
Hi, Michelle. How are you, my dear?
I am good. I was calling to congratulate you on 10 fabulous years of providing us information and inspiration, and just thank you for your dedication.
Well, I thank you. I know how busy you are, but I have just adored the fact that you have helped me over the years, being on when I had to reschedule, or just coming on with your wisdom or your just great services that you've provided to everyone over the years, and I'm just thrilled that you were able to call in today.
Oh no, I'm just grateful for you. You've been a blessing to my life, and it's better because I know you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Did you want to say anything about your business? Or are you on hold with that, or still, you know, redesigning it?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I am redesigning the Post Institute. It's going to be more of just coaching and consulting and information. And then I'm relaunching my The Tree of Love, which is a faith-based T-shirt and coloring book company. And, you know, stay tuned. 2024 is going to be an amazing year. So, but
wow.
This is about you, and just wanted to say thank you for your 10 years of service to entrepreneurs and what you've done for all of us. So thank you.
Well, I really appreciate you so much, and I miss you. And, you know, our group and everything. So hopefully before the year is over, we'll get to talk again.
That'd be awesome. So congratulations again.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller coming in. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Janice. It's Betty. How are you?
Hi, Betty. You got through. I'm so glad. My right arm. You're my right arm, and I miss you so much. So, Betty, tell everybody what business you have and for being a sponsor on the show. And like I said, my right hand with my long-term women's group. This is Betty Anderleiter.
also, I still own Mountain Vapor Lounge, and we've been expanding. We're not just a vape shop. I've been selling doTERRA essential oils and expanding even further into the holistic with doing aroma touch sessions or aromatherapy and including ear seeds now, so acupressure. I'm not one for needles, and so I've got a handful of face-to-face testimonials of helping people, and you know how I am about wanting to be there to help people, and so that's kind of feeding my other part of my heart.
Well, that's awesome. I wasn't aware of that, and I'm just so grateful that you continue to help people, because I know, like I said, over the years, how you helped me from day one with Step Up to Success. We had a great 14-year run with that, but I remember the day that you said to me, why don't you put this on the Internet? We were at a networking, and I was carrying this great big book with all my sponsors in it, and I said to you, to do what? How? And you launched me onto that website of, and you even helped with that website to make Step Up to Success the big success that it was for 14 years. And then into my radio show, like I said, I can't believe I'm celebrating 10 years on live radio. You also right. had a big part in that. If I didn't go with you that day when you were launching your podcast, I never would have been where I am today. Along with Sarada Connors and Rachel Stovell, they were a big part of getting me out of my comfort zone. So I thank you, my friend, for all you've done over the years. I know how busy you are, but I really appreciate that you got to call in.
Well, thank you. And you've been a huge part also as far as me. I'm still retreating to my shell here and there, but I mean, you were a large part as far as why I did Bigger Than Business. I haven't been able to do anything with it, unfortunately. COVID actually.
Yeah, it killed us all.
Yeah, it killed my 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, you've been a huge part in me growing as well, and I'm very grateful and for the friendship and being able to be where I'm at. So thank you. And
thank you, and continue with your great success, and I do hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, me too.
Have a nice day and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show that this is Labor Day weekend, and we're hoping that everyone is going to be safe. Apparently, COVID is still going around. I know a couple of people that went back to college and school, and right away they got sick. So please, ladies and gentlemen, even though you don't want to hear my soapbox today, I have been a big part of trying to keep everybody safe with some updates and some information. And also with a lot of topics that we have covered over the years, from school shootings to Columbine survivors to, and this is also National Suicide Prevention Month, and I am grateful for them also. Of course, they couldn't call in. They're too busy, especially nowadays with everything that's happening. And they had put me at one time on their website, and I got a wonderful award out of my 8 awards that I've won over the years from the National Suicide Prevention Association, that we always were able to talk about that freely and not have it as a stigma that people are afraid to talk about it. Mental health, NAMI was another one that just had me all over the Internet when we talked about mental health and mental health crisis, and we celebrate Mental Health Month in May and had them on with some real stories and experts and so much more with the mental health crises and the suicide prevention. And we updated when they got their 3-digit number. We've been on top of everything that we possibly could during the theme months. And, of course, we always kept the entrepreneurship that we wanted to really emphasize on, talking to experts each week live. I didn't want to do a recording or podcast. I did have to do a recorded show every now and then, not too much over the 10 years, because we made sure that we stayed live, unless I was in the middle of the ocean one time where we couldn't get any Wi-Fi to do a live show, or I might have been in the hospital, not with COVID, minor surgery, and or on a trip where there was no Wi-Fi, because we have broadcasted from all over the world. And I am just so thrilled to have that, where I thought I would have 15 minutes of fame on the radio, as I was saying to Betty Anderleader. You know, she went in to get a show with her husband for Handyman 411 10 years ago, and the owner was there and heard me advising them about getting sponsors and looking over their contract, and told me she wanted me on the air. And I had no idea about radio and what to do, but I did have a very successful women's entrepreneur group and some other groups, an Italian group, and my Mary Kay team, and I was a director, and she said she wanted me to talk about my entrepreneurship. And that's how the Networking Diva Hour Live came about. She gave me 3 days to put a show together. I remember I had five sponsors in those 3 days, and callers calling in right away with questions. And I remember the reaction of my producer, Lynn, at the time. He had jumped up after the hour show, and he asked me with a surprise on his face, "How long have you been on the radio?" And I looked at my watch, and I said, 59 minutes. And he started laughing. He said, "No, you didn't do anything wrong. You knew when to go to commercial. You knew not to look at me with deer in the headlight look." And I said, "I just pretended I was in front of all the people that I have spoken to over the years in my groups, and that's how I got through this." And then a few years later, I got my own studio and got on to Blog Talk. Well, actually, a few months later, it was 6 months, and then I got on to Blog Talk Radio and my own studio, and have brought guests in, and, of course, mostly online through the phone, because they couldn't come in that day from Italy or Venezuela or New Zealand or for the UK or Africa or Brazil. I mean, they were there, and they sounded like they were sitting right in the room with me. So any of you entrepreneurs out there that want to start your own radio broadcast or podcast, as Michael DeVau is starting with The Fearless Road, you can do that. We have such ability, and I want to give you just a few reasons why we can really explode over the radio more so than TV these days, because radio is often overlooked as a form of communication, but it is still one of the most important ways to reach out to people. It's been around for centuries, and it is still going strong. From news updates and political discussions to sports events and music shows, radio continues to adapt to meet the needs of its consumer. Time and time again, radio has proved to be adaptable technology on the market. Many people think that the radio is no longer useful in today's society. However, that could not be further from the truth. Radio still plays a very crucial role in our lives. So I said, you know, radio can have many benefits. It is a medium of communication that keeps us updated and informed. It provides entertainment in leisure and enhances knowledge, community service, announcements, school events, concerts, plays, parades, and other public happenings may also be heard on local radio. and internet radio. Radio has a rich history. Radio is one of America's longest standing and most influential mass media. It's the only entertainment medium that has been with us from the beginning of the 20th century, and it still remains relevant today as we struggle to keep up with changing technology, social norms, and consumer trends. The radio's popularity has endured decades, and it continues to enjoy widespread success amongst various demographics. Workers can listen to their favorite radio shows while commuting or running errands. Music lovers can tune into their pickup stations that play their preferred genres of music. And sports fans can keep up with updates on their favorite teams and players. With a rich history that spans over 100 years, the radio's place in society is unshakable. Yes, it is. I mean, there are so many more reasons. Radio helps in education. For children, radio can be a valuable teaching tool. A large portion of kids' programming is designed to help young children develop their cognitive abilities and literacy skills. Beyond the educational benefits, radio sparks their imagination and helps teachers find new and innovative teaching methods. There are age-appropriate radio shows that parents can listen to with their children. Hence, it offers an entertaining way to introduce information and cultural foundations to young listeners. Also, radio can alert of emergencies. As we all know, listening to the radio alerts people about emergencies and natural disasters. This immediacy of radio can help spread information faster than any other medium, providing the public with life-saving updates before traditional news outlets are able to cover them. Since radio requires no data or time, it can provide instant updates on breaking news. It also has an integral part of the disaster relief efforts and emergency broadcasts, which makes it valuable in natural disasters or in other major crises. So don't forget that. Radio is a cost-effective and interactive. Radio is the most cost-effective for marketing for any business. It also can be interactive if marketers decide to go live on the show, as we heard from many of our businesses, for their products and events. So let's quickly take one more caller again, and we'll go on with this wonderful 10th anniversary show. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Janice. It's Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you, my friend?
I'm great.
And what is going on in your life right now? I'm losing you, Darlene. Are you there?
Can you hear
me? We can't really hear you. Are you on a cell phone?
I am on the cell phone. I'm so sorry.
Okay, now I can hear you a little better. Just speak up a little bit.
Okay, I apologize. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Campaigning for reelection with District 11 School Board, so that's taking up a lot of my time, and looking forward to the November 7th election that's happening soon. So just working really hard for that to take place, and, of course, working the business on the side with Rodan and Shields, so that's been exciting also.
Yes, and your reelection.
Here.
Where can
yes.
people go in to see more about your reelection?
Oh, it is going to be at my website, actually, reelectdarlenedaniels.com.
Great. And you're running now for what term is this?
This is my second term of 4 years. So I've completed my first term, and now I'm back on the campaign trail for another term of 4 years.
Yes. And as you mentioned, you also do Rodan and Fields, and you have been a wonderful member of Step Up to Success for many years.
Yes.
And I just love what you do and how you help the community and help people that have skin.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And it was absolutely wonderful to be a part of Step Up to Success. I wish you the best in your new chapter and the life that you're going to bring forth with the other people and the new chapter that you're doing. It's going to be phenomenal. I know you have blessed my life tremendously with your knowledge and mentorship and support. So congratulations again on 10 years with the radio show. And I look forward to hearing what you're going to do in the coming years, right? Travel, family, all that good stuff. It's exciting.
Yes, it is. And we will pray that you get reelected. I'm sure you will. You've done such an awesome job with District 11, and I know that people will be voting for you. So you have a blessed weekend, and thank you for taking a moment to call in. I know how busy you are.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you taking my call. Have a blessed weekend as well.
Bye-bye. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good morning, Janice. This is Sharon Simpson-Dogon with Wellness Matters. How are you?
I am awesome, Sharon. Thank you for taking a moment to call in, for you have been a blessing, as I was just telling Darlene Daniels, in our Step Up to Success for so many years with your doTERRA oils and everything else that you've done with your clinics, and I just appreciate knowing you and having you as a sponsor. So what's going on right now with you?
Well, let me tell you, Janice, I want to first thank you for supporting all of us and the community with your mentorship, with your wisdom, with your care throughout the many years that you've been active in the community and on the air. So thank you for Step Up to Success. We miss being able to gather as that community of women, and we look forward to the future and having opportunities for casual gatherings. Thank you. And you asked about what's happening with me. Wellness Matters
Yes.
is doing well, and we have added permanent jewelry to our offerings besides all of the services in the wellness space that we offer for women. And I enjoy being able to uplift women in my studio, because we all know that we lead a hard life as mothers and wives and everything else that we do as business women. So I enjoy being able to see women, put a brighter smile on their, on their face, and send them out into the world a little stronger than they were when they came in. Thank you.
Well, thank you for all you do and for all the help that you give so many people and for being such a wonderful member. And, yes, we hope to gather one of these days soon for a reunion. I know how busy everybody is, and we are just looking forward to continuing to serve our community as I do after I retire. So thank you so much for being on the air today, Sharon, and we will talk to you soon. Have a safe
You will hear from me again.
Holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you. You
thank
too,
you.
Janice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you. Well, we've had so many callers. We only got a few moments left in the show, but I wanted to give just a little more information about those people that are thinking about creating a broadcast and seeing what they could do if they want to be on the air. And radio broadcasting has a global reach. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, with over 100 countries and 33 languages that receive broadcasts, live shows, radio has a truly global reach. It reaches over 5 billion people in the world every day, which is comparable to television. The reason for this widespread audience can be attributed to the simplicity of the medium. All you need is a receiver and an antenna to pick up local broadcasts. It provides access to information that might not otherwise be available in some regions. So, for communities where access to technology is limited, radio remains one of the primary methods of receiving important messages. Radio, through its shows can highlight many issues and create awareness in public for various social issues. Public affairs shows discuss and report on issues that are important to your communities. Many community service announcements remind people of upcoming events or help that take advantage of opportunities that can make their lives better. Thus, it can have a positive impact on local communities and help improve the quality of life. So in conclusion, about if you're thinking about being on the air, having a podcast, starting a live show, continuing where I'm leaving off at the end of the year. As a popular medium, radio can be useful for businesses regardless of their size. It can reach a large portion of audiences regardless of demographics or location. Radio not only keeps listeners engaged, but also provides sources of income for both broadcasts and advertisers alike. Through its recent years, television and internet broadcasting has taken over radio. Radio remains a valuable resource for entertainment, information, and general convenience. So there you have it, and why I've done this for 10 solid years live every Friday. So thank you, my friends. I see there's more callers. We are out of time, and I'm so sorry, but I appreciate each and every one of you that took the time today to listen to our 10th anniversary show. Remember, it still is New Author Month, because next week we will have Dame Clarissa Burt, and she will talk about the self-esteem regime, her book, and throughout the month. And you've heard from a few of the new authors that will be on for the month of September. It also is National Suicide Prevention Month, so please listen to what our announcements will be. And also you heard from Special Kids, Special Families for their wonderful gala, Boots, Buckles, and Comedy on the 30th of this month. We are giving away 2 free tickets. Just, you know, it's September 30th, a Saturday, a wonderful date night. It includes your buffet, your drinks, your comedy show, the silent auction, and so much more. So all you have to do is email me and tell me why you want to be at the Boots, Buckles, and Comedy show on the 30th of September. And then go to their Facebook page, Special Kids, Special Families, and give them a shout-out, too. So thank you, everyone. I am out of time, and I really wanted to take the rest of the callers, but we just ran out of time, and I did have to get that information out to you. So thank you. Have a wonderful, a safe, and productive Labor Day. Take the time to relax and get yourself well if you're sick, cool if you're hot, and educated if you're not. So thank you so much for celebrating with us on our 10th anniversary. We appreciate each and every one of you. I am so grateful to the 10 years and to Blog Talk Radio. You have a safe weekend, and next week, again, I will see you live on the radio. I got the eye of the tiger.